I think we've all noticed that cats and dogs are made very nervous by the wind. They look around and wonder where in hell it came from. And I think we human beings have the same feelings at times, especially when we're young. I remember lying in my bed when I was 5 or 6 and hearing the wind roar and whisper around the house. Like ghosts, I thought, like ghosts. So that memory stayed with me, plus the sound of the train far up the country being blown in by the wind. So when I got into my 20s, it was quite natural that I would summon up the wind and put it into one of my stories.
Hello?
And the wind began to roll.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello? Herb?
Oh, it's you, Alan.
Is your wife home, Herb?
Sure, Phyllis is here. What?
Damn!
What's up?
I wanted you to come over tonight.
Alan, we're having company.
I thought you said your wife was going away. Isn't she going away?
That's next week. She'll be in Ohio for about 9 days. Her mother's sick.
Oh. Next week.
Yeah. Look, Alan, I'll come over then, okay?
Yeah, sure, Herb, sure.
Now, look, I wish I could come, but, well, you know how it is, company and all. Phyllis would kill me.
I just wish you could come over tonight.
What is it, Alan? Is it the wind again?
Oh, no.
It's a clear night. There's not much wind.
There's enough. Comes in the window and blows the curtains a little bit. Just enough to tell me.
Tell you what?
Whatever it is the winds keep on whispering about. Except it's not really a whisper. It's more of a... Well, I don't know.
Look, Alan, why don't you come and spend the night here?
I've been standing in the door for the past hour, Herb. I can see it building up in the west. There's some clouds there, and I saw one of them.
What? Saw one of them what?
I don't know. Kind of rip apart. There's a wind coming, all right.
Well, you just take a nice sleeping tablet and call me anytime you want to call. Later this evening, if you want.
Anytime?
Hell, what's a friend for?
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what to do. Sit down and get some writing done this evening.
Maybe.
Not maybe. Do it. Get another chapter done on your next travel book. Occupy your mind with something other than this obsession.
What do you mean, obsession?
Herb, you still on the phone? Who is it?
This preoccupation of yours. The Himalayas. The Valley of the Winds. Storms and hurricanes and God knows what.
I might do that. Maybe I will.
Herb!
Alan.
It's okay. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thanks, hell. Get off the line now, you. My wife's calling me to dinner.
The wind began to whisper.
There you are. And don't blame me if it's cold. I called.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, was it him?
Who?
Who is always ringing up, morning, noon, and night? Alan, of course. Alan and his damn winds.
Honey.
Winds that blow up and winds that blow down. Winds that blow hot and winds that blow cold.
Now, Phyllis, listen. He did have a time in the Himalayas.
For heaven's sake, Herb. You don't really believe all that nonsense about what happened in that valley, do you?
That makes a good story.
Sure. What's the matter with men? Climbing around, climbing up things. Why do men climb mountains and scare themselves?
It was snowing.
Was it really?
And raining.
Raining.
And hailing.
And hailing.
And blowing, blowing, blowing.
Blowing all at once in that valley. Alan's told me a dozen times. He was pretty high up. Clouds and all.
The valley made a noise.
The valley made a noise.
Oh, I bet it did.
Like a lot of winds.
Like a lot of winds, instead of just one.
Winds from all over the world.
He shouldn't have gone there and looked in the first place. You go poking around, and first thing you know, you get ideas. All kinds of crazy, cranky, spooky ideas. The winds are getting angry because you have intruded into their secret, hidden world. So angry that they start to follow you. Wherever you go, there they are, just behind you. The winds.
Phyllis, don't joke. He's my best friend.
For pity's sake, it's all so silly.
Well, say what you like, but he's been through a lot. That storm in Bombay later, and the typhoon off New Guinea 2 months after that.
I have no sympathy for a man who continually runs into windstorms and hurricanes and then gets a persecution complex because of it.
And that's hardly fair. What about that time in Cornwall?
Remember that old saying, it's an ill wind that blows nobody any good? Sounds like Alan's found just about every ill wind in the world. Don't answer it.
Well, maybe it's important.
It's only Alan. Again.
Sure as hell hope he's okay.
If you want to know about winds, don't rely on the geographers or the meteorologists. If you want to know about winds, consult the writers, the poets, and the prophets. Shakespeare knew about winds. Churlish chiding of the winter's wind. Rough winds that shake the darling buds in May. Blow the earth into the sea or swell the curled waters. And the Bible, too, is full of rushing mighty winds. They have sown the winds, says the prophet. And they shall reap the whirlwind. Which is perhaps what I did when I entered that secret, sacred place among the mountains. Poets write of winds that are like a whetted knife, a torrent of darkness, or a monarch gone mad. Surely all these writers glimpsed what I saw. No. What I heard in that valley in the Himalayas. All these literary references, each one on its own, is no more than the slightest leaf stirring breeze, the merest puff of wind that catches at a gate and makes the unoiled hinges whine. But taken together, from Shelley's ode to the west wind to that ancient nursery rhyme about a cradle rocking in the treetops, when the wind blows, well, then they might fill a book or form a tempest. I met a traveler years ago by the shores of the Gulf Sea. Hot wind suddenly whipped salt and sand into our eyes and nostrils, and he turned to me with a strange, haunted look. The substance of the winds, he said, is too thin for human eyes. The written language is too difficult for human minds, and their spoken language mostly too faint for human ears. Not for my ears, though. I can hear their language. Maybe not alone. There was another poet. God knows who, can't remember the name. But I remember what he wrote. Still as they run, they look behind. They hear a voice in every wind. Daddy heard them, these voices. Did he hear what I have heard, or what I hear now? What's the point of writing all this down? Nobody's gonna believe me. All that stuff in the past. Now this latest thing. 6 weeks ago, I hear the wind laughing and whispering around the corners of my house. Out here. Just for an hour or so. Not very long. Not very loud. Then it went away. I thought I had it licked. I thought it had given up following and trying to get me. But it was just waiting. It came back the next night. It slammed the shutters and kicked sparks out of the chimney. It came back 5 nights in a row. A little stronger each time. When I opened the front door, it came in at me and tried to pull me out. But it wasn't strong enough. Tonight, it is.
Damn.
I told you! Don't answer it!
I can't let it ring.
Herb? Herb?
Oh, hello, Alan.
I called earlier. You didn't answer. I thought the phones were out.
No, Alan. It's just that...
No, it doesn't matter. Herb, it's here. It got here.
You're too near the phone. Back up a little.
Listen. You gotta listen.
I'm listening.
I stood in the open door and waited for it. I saw it coming down the highway, shaking all the trees one by one, until it shook the trees just outside the house.
My God, it's him again, isn't it? I can smell his paranoia from here. It must be carried on the wind.
Did you hear me, Herb? The wind dived down towards the door, but I slammed it in his face.
Glad to hear you're feeling better.
I'm not better. What's wrong with you?
He won't be better until he's in a booby hatch.
Is your wife with me?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I know I sound like a fool.
You sound just fine, which is great. So, what do you say I ring you a little later, huh?
Herb!
Okay, buddy. Bye.
It seems to me some schmuck around here is whistling in the wind.
Winds of the world. Berg, Lara, Brickfielder, Loran, Chinook, Snowy, Pacific, Cross Rocky Mountains, melts foot of snow in minutes, Tijan winds. Ice cap blizzards, Karaburun winds, Levante and Mistral, Pamparo, chilling polar air gusting across Argentina, bringing violent thunderstorms. See also hurricanes. Hunting, Minardi, Hoopa, hurricanes. Yes, hurricanes and typhoons. Severe tropical storms, yes. Right. Characterized by winds of hurricane 4, 64 knots or more. Tropical cyclones have caused many deaths and huge loss of property. Yes. That's what it is. It's a killer out there. Now, the biggest, damnedest prehistoric killer that ever hunted prey. A big, sniffling hound trying to smell me out. Find me. It's trying to get in the windows. It won't. I have them reinforced. Put new hinges on the doors and bolts. Listen to it out there. No need to worry. Nothing to fear. It's a strong house, this. Strong! They built them strong in the old days. Please. Feel so alone.
I'll leave you to wipe the dishes. I'm going to get changed. The Stoddards will be here soon.
Sure, honey.
And put some beer in the icebox.
Must ring him. Poor bastard.
Thank you.
on, come on. Answer, will you?
Yeah?
Alan, I'm on my own. I can talk now. I mean, listen. Do you want to get it off your chest? You'll sleep better.
Sleep? I will sleep tonight. It won't let me.
The wind, you mean?
The house is all lighted up, bright. The wind followed me from room to room, looking through all the windows. Then I switched them on. Oh!
What's wrong?
It just smashed off the front screen door.
Alan, listen to me. I wish you'd come over here and spend the night.
I can't. God, I can't leave the house. I can't do anything. I know this wind. It's big, and it's clever. The wind likes to play games. It likes to taunt me. It's taking its time with me. It's got all night. No!
What? Alan, what?
Oh! The lights have gone out! The power light just went down. Oh, are you there, Herb?
I'm here.
The wind didn't like all that light in the house. Tore the power lines down. The telephone will probably go next. Oh, it's a real party! Me and the wind! I tell you!
Got any candles?
No. It just blew them out.
A flashlight, then. You must have a flashlight.
I guess so. Somewhere. Just a second.
Alan? Christ, what's going on? Alan?
I'm back. There was a draft creeping in under the door. It's okay. I blocked it off. Oh, I'm glad you didn't come out, Herb. I wouldn't want you in this mess.
What now?
What are the living room windows? There's a regular gale in the house now, knocking the pictures off the walls. You hear it, Herb? Do you hear it?
I hear it.
It wants me alive. It doesn't dare knock the house down in one fell blow. That'd kill me. It wants me alive so it can pull me apart, finger by finger.
Alan, the doorbell.
It wants what's inside me. My mind. My brain. It wants my life power. My psychic force. My ego.
The door, Herb. Will you get the door?
It wants intellect.
I have to hang up, Alan. Company.
What? What'd you say?
Call me back in about an hour. Okay, Alan?
Hi there, Ron. Viv.
Phyllis. You look like $1,000,000.
Oh, which is probably exactly the amount he's going to lose at cards tonight.
Hi there, guys. How you doing, old man?
Oh, fine. What's it like out tonight?
Nice. Not very chilly. Stars. Why?
Nothing.
This thing out there in here, it's a great cloud of vapors. Winds from all over the world. Natural catastrophes. Here. Hurricanes, tornadoes, cyclones, and typhoons. Vegna Estuary near Chittagong, 1876. 7,800 square kilometers flooded. 100,000 people drowned. Haiphong, Vietnam, 1881. 300,000 drowned. Japan, 1934. Moroto typhoon destroys 45,000 houses, kills 3,000 persons. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, 1930. 8,000 killed, 12,000 injured. Galveston, Texas, USA, 1960. 6,000 deaths, $20 million damage. It's all the same wind. That's right. Destroy the evidence. Tear it apart. Rip it to shreds. And blow it away. Something God knows what a long time ago gave you a start in the direction of life. I don't know how it happened. But I know what you are.
You're part of all those storms I escaped. You followed me from the Himalayas because you didn't want me to know about the Valley of the Winds, where you gather and plan your destruction. I figured it out. I know all your feeding grounds. I know where you are born and where parts of you expire. And that is why you hate me. Me and my books that tell people how to defeat you. You don't want me preaching anymore, do you? You want to incorporate me in your huge body to give you knowledge, to be on your side.
Your deal, Vera?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's him.
Oh, good God, not again.
Hello?
What's it like at your house?
What do you mean, what's it like?
Has the company come?
Well, hell, yes,
are
it has.
Talking and playing cards?
Christ, yes, but what
and
that's got to do...
Are you smoking your usual 10-cent cigar?
God damn it, yes, but...
Oh, I wish I could be there. I wish I didn't know the things I know. I wish a lot of things.
Are you all right, Alan?
Oh, so far, so good. I'm locked in the kitchen now. Part of the front wall of the house blew in, but I planned my retreat. When the kitchen door gives, I'm heading for the cellar. If I'm lucky, I may hold out there until morning. Oh, they'll have to tear the whole damned house down to get to me. I got a shovel, too. I may dig deeper. Oh.
What's that? That sound.
Those are the voices of 12,000 killed by a typhoon, 7,000 killed by a hurricane, 3,000 buried by a cyclone. That's what the wind is. It's a lot of people dead. The wind killed them, took their minds to give itself intelligence, took all their voices and made them into one voice. All those millions of people killed in the past 10,000 years, tortured and run from continent to continent on the backs and in the bellies of monsoons and whirlwinds. Oh, oh, Christ! What a poem you could write about it! That's how the wind gets more intelligent each year. It adds to itself body by body, life by life.
Alan, if you want me to come out there now, I will. I should have come earlier.
No. I wouldn't think of it. Oh, this is a grudge fight. I wouldn't do to have you in it now. I better hang up. Kitchen door looks bad. I have to get in the cellar.
Call me back later?
Yeah, maybe. If I'm lucky. I don't think I'll make it. I slipped away and escaped so many times. But I think it has me now. Yeah. I hope I haven't bothered you too much, Herb.
You haven't bothered anyone, damn it. Call me back.
Yeah, I'll try.
How's Alan? Is he sober?
As you know full well, he's never taken a drink in his life. I should have gone out there hours ago.
But he's called every night for 6 weeks, and you've been out there at least 10 nights to stay with him. You were there just 2 nights ago, for God's sake, and nothing was wrong.
Well, he might hurt himself. He needs help.
It sure sounds like it.
Perhaps you ought to consider a sanatorium.
That's right. Put the booby in the booby hatch and throw the key away.
Phyllis, he's my friend.
You can't always be running after him.
Let's have some coffee. Then I'll call him back, tell him I'll be over first thing in the morning.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, dear.
That's weird. Something's wrong.
Operator.
Translator, how may I help you?
I've just dialed the number, 310-278-9102, but I can't seem to get through.
I will try the number for you.
Come on, come on.
I'm sorry, sir. The lines are down in that district. When the lines are repaired, we'll put your call through.
Telephone lines are down. I'm not waiting any longer.
Herb, where are you going?
Oh, Lord.
Well, what the hell are you putting your coat on for? It's past midnight.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Herb!
I've got to get out there.
Listen.
Who could that be?
I'll be damned. I'd know that laugh anywhere. It's Alan. He came on over in his car after all. But thank God he made it. Didn't think he'd get through the night, let alone get here.
But there are other voices, too. Herb, don't open the door.
Will?
Alan? You out there? Come on, where are you, Alan? Come on now.
To whisper. Oh, my God.
It's not all maybe, you know. On the top of Cairngorm in Scotland, the highest wind speed was measured at 177.2 miles per hour. And that was just before the wind blew the measuring instrument away. In the Wind, the part of Herb was played by Vincent Marcello, Alan by Stuart Milligan, and Phyllis by Lisa Ross. The operator was played by Carolyn Strong, Ron by Gerard McDermott, and Viv by Carolyn Jones. The Wind was played by David Brooks. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Wind was written by me, Ray Bradbury. Brian Sibley turned my story into the play, and that was directed in London by Adrian Bean. I'm Ray Bradbury, and I'll be back next week with another bizarre tale. This one is about a ventriloquist and a missing woman. Join me next week for And So Died Ria Bushinska.